Well, let me ask you something, Richard Miller. Do you think that Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has closer ties these days with Saudi Arabia or with U.S. President Barack Obama?
Israel has not got any close ties at all with Saudi Arabia. Their interests at the moment seem to be aligned, but that is not being coordinated. But obviously, both countries feel the threat of Iran. And the ties with America are historic. They will continue. One day Obama will be gone. One day Netanyahu will be gone. And there'll be two, depending politically how these elections take place, then the relationships will be warmer eventually.
Okay, so that's one of the key questions we have these days, Paul Rudy, which is on many people's minds. Is the U.S.-Israel relationship what is made out to be right now, which is that it's hit a sour point, that it's very divisive in terms of the viewpoints they have? Or is it that no matter what, their relationship is intact in stone, that it's always going to be rock solid?
Well, this is a very interesting question at this juncture. I made a false prediction less than 2 months ago that Netanyahu would back down and not come because it would be so disruptive to the relationship. But he is coming. He proved me wrong. And even though it is very disruptive to the relationship, what that means, I think, is that he has reached the conclusion that the U.S.-Israel relationship is going downhill, and it's going to go downhill. And that is because more than ever in the past, the truth about Israel is rearing its ugly face, and the people of the United States are beginning to wake up. We're not there yet. But I think he has this kamikaze action of his to come to the United States and accelerate the decline in U.S.-Israel relations is because he does not expect it to improve in the future, and he wants to get just as much out of it as he can now. I fear very much for his actions when the United States does wake up, because I think Israel will be very dangerous. And this is with respect to the entire Middle East and Iran and maybe beyond.
We're going to talk about that danger in a second, because that also is under question. But people who have been awake are some of our viewers who have made some comments on our Facebook page. Let's take a listen to some of them.
It's just media drama. Behind the scenes, F-35 Raptors and missiles are being shipped to Israel. It's just Israel's way of punishing the U.S. for stepping out of line and questioning their authority. Obama is a very clever guy, so we just have to wait and see what will happen. It is unacceptable that Jewish Americans should hold the trump card over USA policy towards Israel or any other country. It's better than ever. Partners in crime forever. Obama has the opportunity to be the greatest American president ever if he can rid us of that blood-sucking parasite, Israel. It's a Hollywood show. The question is, why are they putting up this show?
Okay, there you have it, some of the comments there. Well, Richard Miller, why is it that Israel always feels threatened? I mean, how much military equipment can it buy from the U.S. or U.S. to provide to them? How much aid can it get? Because it gets it annually over $3 billion. And of course, even though Israel is saying that they don't have it, by all the estimates, anywhere from 190 to over 300 nuclear warheads is said for Israel to have in its possession. Is Israel under any threat?
Well, I mean, if you look at the geography of it, I was thinking of it when I was coming here. Israel is tiny. It's a tiny, tiny country. One nuclear bomb from Iran would destroy it. Now, I don't want to say, but equally, Iran is a very, very, very larger country, much larger country than Israel. So,
well, I got to ask you, how do you figure Iran has a nuclear bomb? Iran doesn't have a nuclear bomb. Unless you have information
on
that.
Well, not at the moment, but that's obviously what they're trying to Well, I didn't say it did have a nuclear bomb, but they're trying to stop that that happening. Now, if Iran did get a nuclear bomb, it would take one of those bombs to wipe out Israel. And the threat isn't just from Israel, from Iran. The threat is from Hezbollah, from Hamas, from Islamic Jihad, potentially from ISIS as well, who are knocking on the door of Jordan. And if Israel wasn't, for example, in your term, occupying the West Bank, then Israel, there would be 9 miles between the sea and the border of Israel with where the border, the old border used to be.
Okay.
So Israel,
we're quickly running out of time because I'm sorry, Richard Miller, I do apologize. Paul Baroudi, I can't help it. I'm sure you have a reaction. Go ahead.
Well, where is Iran going to get a nuclear weapon? It's made no steps at all in the direction of nuclear weapons, and its policy has always been not to have nuclear weapons. It is one of the few countries in the world that has not done an aggressive war against its neighbors for, 200 years? It's just fantastic to think of a policy that of which there is no indication at all. Where are they going to get a nuclear weapon? Are they going to buy it from Israel? I mean, Israel is the one with nuclear weapons. Israel has the most powerful military in the region, and one of the most powerful militaries on the planet, if you believe all the military experts about this. Israel can basically do whatever it wants militarily with its neighbors, and it's doing so. Every couple of years, it goes and has a rampage against either Gaza or South Lebanon or Syria or wherever it feels it needs to show force and cause chaos. And as far as the threat from ISIS, are you kidding me? ISIS hasn't touched Israel, whereas Israel is providing aid to the so-called rebels in Syria. You know, they're hosting them and providing them with medical supplies and even small arms. So this is all nonsense, and to speak of Israel, tiny little Israel, poor little Israel, being in such danger, whereas it's not Israelis that are dying, it's the other people who are dying, where Israel attacks and where Israel supplies the weapons. This is nonsense.
Richard Millett, Israel's planned speech tomorrow, I'm guessing it's going to take place. What do you think? Is it going to work for or against Netanyahu?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see, obviously, what he's going to say. It's obviously going to be concerned about this potential nuclearization, nuclear bomb development in Iran, and they're obviously worried about that is the main concern. And he's going to say, as he's already said today, that he has deep respect for the president of America and for America itself. And the American people are behind Israel. American people, it's not just the Jewish Americans, as one of your Facebook watchers pointed out. It's also the American people who vote in a government that wants to be supportive of Israel. That's very, very important to remember. So it's going to be an interesting speech tomorrow. And I think, as ever, he's very, very
right.
Eloquent.
Let me jump in here quickly. Paul Baroudi, same question to you. And Paul Baroudi, do take note. It's not going to be held on prime time.
Ah, well, that's an indication that Israel's clout is diminishing. But I have to say that when Mr. Miller talks about how we elect a government that is favorable to Israel, excuse me, but what choice do we have? Do we have anyone running for office who criticizes Israel? You don't get into office if you criticize Israel. You don't get funding. You don't get endorsements from the press. You don't get endorsements from other elected officials. Are you kidding me? It's impossible. The Israeli lobby in the United States has the electoral system rigged 100% in favor of candidates.
I'm so sorry. I gotta jump in here. Unfortunately, we're just fresh out of time. Thank you very much for that. That was the co-founder of the Free Palestine Movement, Pablo Rudy, there, who spoke to us from Berkeley. And thank you, Richard Millett. He's a journalist and political commentator. He spoke to us from London. Thanks so much for tuning in to another edition of The Debate. From Mikhail Vitali and the entire team in the capital, Tehran, it's goodbye.